before the show starts, open that shit up. Greetings from Utopia. Before the show.
It's beautiful, man. And St. Paul, make some noise for yourselves, man, so that the South can win again.
Yeah, imagine hearing that live. That's what I'll bring you today is my story of me going to the Travis Scott concert by myself. I went to Utopia. No, I went to St. Paul, Minnesota. Same thing, right? No. And then I also will give some insights and tips into stress related to the work environment and talk a little bit about that for all you working folks out there.
Hey, welcome to Be Yourself by Yourself, the place where embracing solo living becomes our new norm. I'm Jadalyn Franco, and if you've ever spent nights scrolling, wondering how to fill your days with joy by yourself, I might be with you. I used to think I needed others to make life more fulfilling, but I found a whole new perspective to enjoy living alone. Join me as we explore real stories, practical advice, and discover a community that gets it. Together, let's turn solo living into the highlight of our 20s. Are you ready?
So Travis Scott. But first, oh my gosh, I can't believe this is my second to last episode I'll be recording while I'm at UNI. Like, that's insane. I literally couldn't comprehend and wouldn't let myself think that this is my last week of classes. Next week is finals week. It took a professor saying that the other day in class for me to fully understand that, and took me a second to process that. So can't wait for finals week. Thankfully, I think I really only have to meet for two classes and I really only have one test. So I can manage that. The next big thing for me to handle is packing up all my shit and going home, which is gonna be a rough process. I'm already trying to start. I just have so much stuff because I've lived in the same on-campus apartment since my sophomore year, and I've stayed over summer, so I've never had to move out since my freshman year. So more stuff has just been coming in and in with nothing coming out. Thankfully, I already started the last time I was home, which was 3 weeks ago, maybe a month ago. I really only brought my mini fridge home and some random things like winter clothes, stuff like that. And so this Saturday, my parents agreed they're going to meet me halfway because I don't want to drive a whole 4 hours just to go home, just to bring stuff home. Because I'm also not trying to stay the night. There's too many things going on this weekend. It's basically second to last weekend, really the last full weekend before we all graduate. So I'm not trying to miss out on any of the fun. So I'm going to meet up with them, bring back my TV or whatever I can fit in my car, and then they'll take it back in their car. And then, get a free lunch. I'm all for that. I hate packing. Even for trips, I'm such a last minute packer. And I love telling people I just packing the morning of, because as I do stuff, I put it away, which is true. But the amount of times I just end up overpacking because I'm rushing myself because I'm also always late. It's just not worth it. And I also will definitely probably have to buy some paint. I already know me trying to rip off these LED lights isn't going to work, and already have some random scuffs and holes and whatnot. So can't wait. I'm going to try the hairdryer hack, but there's also just some areas where it's going to be hard to reach up. I'm going to have to though, because I'm looking up right now and I'm trying to imagine me trying to paint up there. No way it's not dripping. Yikes. Can't wait. But enough about me. Back to me and the story of me going to see Travis Scott in St. Paul. Let's see. I think this was a 3-hour drive. 3 hours, 30 minutes. I don't remember. I'm not looking it up. But that's not even a bad drive. It's less time to go there than for me to go home. That's what I always like to hear. So obviously this time I was staying the night and I stayed at an Airbnb. But before I even got there, sorry, storytelling skills still need some help. But I remember my way there, I was dressed in a cute fit trying to hype myself up to go. I think I was basically wearing the fit I was gonna wear. I show up to this little town because I was I should probably get gas. And then I also had a pee. And I wanted an energy drink. Let's see, what is this town? It was called Lime Springs. And I'm just trying to get gas. And then someone's at the pump next to me. I'm just doing my thing. And then they're they keep looking at me and I can just tell they want to say something. So I finally look at them and he's just trying to ask. I don't even remember. I just really remember him saying that it doesn't look like I'm from Iowa, because he was asking where I'm coming from or what I'm doing. So I was on my way to St. Paul. He goes, how long have you been on the road? I was not that long. I'm just from Cedar Falls. So he's like, wait, you're from Iowa? It doesn't look like you are. And it's crazy because I was literally just wearing some black bottoms and a crop top, but wasn't that cropped, and literally just a jacket over it. What do you mean? Maybe he didn't mean the fit, maybe he meant me, but I don't know what he meant by that. I guess I'll take it as a compliment, I hope, but whatever. And then driving in Minnesota is all right. Sometimes it gets scary when you have those exits where people are coming in while you're getting off, and it's, am I going to make it? And there's always so many people coming on too. And it's, I never know if I should just speed up and say F you to all the other cars trying to get in, like speed up to the car in front of me, or if I'm supposed to slow down. But I've done that once and I almost had to come to a complete stop to get them filled in. And then obviously the person behind me is pissed off. So I was just like, I never know what to do. So I don't know, make my best judgment call depending on the cars behind me and in front of me. Cause I'm just a girl, but ultimately, isn't it just like up to the people coming on to stop and wait in order to get on? I don't know. Anywho, I got to the Airbnb. It was all right. It was one of those, I was just finding the cheapest thing. That's why I didn't stay at a hotel. And so there was like 3 bedrooms. So it was like shared space, shared bathroom. I actually never saw anyone, but I did hear people like in their rooms because I was dumb and I knew I was supposed to be like in room 1 or something. And I was honestly just trying to like rush into my room. Like I didn't want to accidentally like bump into someone. I'm just trying to like unpack and unwind before I prepare myself for this concert. But so I go to the first door and I go to try to put in the code because they're all like password protected with a door lock, which is really nice considering we're sharing these spaces. But I couldn't tell if it was telling me that it was like good to go or if it was the wrong password and I was being like still locked out. So I try to open the door and I hear someone like, sounds like they're like waking up or getting out of bed. So I'm like, fuck, that's not my room. So I like tiptoe so they can't hear me like running to what was my correct door, got in and try to remain quiet because I felt so awkward and so bad. But I never heard their door open, so they must have just went back to sleep. But I was too shy to be like my bad or anything. I don't know. Okay, I was panicking. I just got through driving, which sometimes gets me nervous anyways. Haha, I'm not used to these big cities. But the room was all right. I did read some reviews before and it talks about the bed sinking in, so that was like one of the first things I tried and it was true. But again, I was just needing a place to stay overnight so that I could just not fall asleep at the wheel trying to drive back for that long. But one of the worst things about this Airbnb was there was literally no toilet paper. So I was like, great, that's super nice. So I was like, maybe there'll be some when I come back. So I was really only there for I think an hour because I don't want to be at these places too early. And I'm not on the floor for this concert. I was up like the highest seats there was because I think I only paid like $50 for them because I knew I wasn't going to be on the floor. So in that case, I feel like the seats don't matter. You're seeing it the same anyways, and I'd rather see it for cheaper. I just didn't have that kind of money at the time because this concert was in January. So I bought tickets. I don't know when. It was kind of more last minute because I wasn't sure. I don't know why, because now that I went, obviously, I don't regret it whatsoever. I think I just might have been nervous again to go by myself, but did it. But yeah, anyways, I get ready. During this whole part, I hate like the part right before I'm about to leave. I just get so nervous. I was also nervous because I've never been to St. Paul, so I've never been to, yikes, I don't remember what the center or arena was called where the concert was at. Might have been like Target, I don't know. Anyways, never been there, so my next stressor was the parking because I was like, I could just Uber there, but I didn't want to struggle getting an Uber back and also have it be like so much money because, again, I paid cheap in the first place trying to save money, so let's keep it that way. And again, I drove, so it feels pointless to do that. And I already bought the parking ramp tickets, but I was still at the time getting so nervous that I thought about just Ubering anyways. But I did it. The parking ticket was good for any of the parking garages like connected or near the place. And I think there was 2. There was one called like Kellogg's and another one. So I was like, Kellogg's was the one that I kept seeing being named and you could like look it up on GPS. So I was like, all right, this is the one. I tried looking at pictures, anything I could, maps, because I was confused on where to go in. And I hate trusting GPS, especially like the last time I was in Minnesota, or maybe 2 times before. I was going to a Tribute Red concert. And so that was in Minneapolis at the Armory. And the GPS told me to turn right, but I shouldn't have because it was a one way. And so I didn't want to run into those. Again, I hate driving, trying to figure out the best that I can beforehand. Again, preparing myself. This was really stressing me out. So the best thing I can do is to, figure it out, really. So I do the thing. I'm putting it off. I'm so nervous. I'm like, what should I bring? Because what if I still have to wait outside? I don't want to wear this crop top because, again, it's January, so it's freaking cold outside. So I have this cheap jacket that I bought at Ross, so I wouldn't care if I had to throw it outside or something. Even though I'm not even on the floor, again, I'm in the seats, so it's not like I'll get so hot, which I'm glad I brought it. But it was also like a cheap jacket, so I've tried wearing it again to this day, and no matter what I wear it with, it leaves like these fuzzies behind from the jacket. Even though like I noticed it before I left, thank goodness, and I had a lint roller with me, and so I was like going over the inside of that jacket like so many times. It really didn't help, unfortunately, but whatever. I was wearing a shirt that it blended in with anyways. It didn't look too bad. I would have just not wore the jacket if it was that, but it was good. I also always bring my little see-through Rolling Loud bag that I got, obviously from Rolling Loud. because I trust that it's the right size to get me into anywhere and I've never had troubles with it. And again, it's see-through. So I bring a portable charger that's full. I made sure it was charged before I left because I'm not trying to die. But then, so I get to the parking garage, find, I don't know, GPS says it was like the next one over. I couldn't tell if it was this one or the next one, but there's people in line and I could tell it was going in the into a parking garage. So I just get in the line and I go. Oh, also, I went to a gas station beforehand and went to the bathroom because obviously my bathroom didn't have toilet paper. Forgot about that little side piece, but all is well. Yeah, I get to the parking garage and I go to pull up and I'm like, please let this be the right one. I show the ticket that I bought with the concert ticket. It was right. And then the lady noticed that I was by myself and she goes, oh, hon, are you actually here by yourself? Are you meeting up with anyone? So I was like, oh, no, I'm here by myself. She goes, okay, I would go all the way to the top then. So I was like, oh, okay. I get in. I'm like, yeah, I'm not doing that. I always just go wherever I can first find a parking spot because I feel like it's easiest just to not move. So I actually didn't have to. I went up maybe once and then I found a spot right there. And I remember writing down, I look at these pillars and it says 7. So floor 7, whatever. I type it into my notes app. I take a video of like the cars I'm by in case when I go back, I still can't find my car. And then I take note of cars passing by behind me so I know when I pull out if I'm going right or left for the exit because I don't want to go down the wrong way. That seems humiliating to me. So I made note of that as well in my notes app. So I was like, ooh, feel good. But now I was like, I don't know whether I'm supposed to go outside or if this connects to the concert and I don't even know what floor I'm supposed to be on for it to connect. So I was honestly just chilling in my car, letting it charge, seeing these people go by. And I finally built up the courage to, okay, next group of people I see, I obviously know that they're going to see Travis Scott and I'm going to follow them. Because there were some like adults dressed up in totally different attire, like I knew it wasn't for Travis Scott. And I was right, there was like another event that had just got done or was going on at the same time. I don't know, whatever. But for some reason, I also decided I didn't want to bring all my like chargers and stuff. Don't ask me why. I still don't remember to this day and wait till the end because it fucking bites me in the ass. So I didn't want to bring everything. I only brought my wallet, my jacket, and my phone. Yeah. So I finally see these two people who I've seen go back and forth like twice now. So I'm like, they must have scoped everything out. And for sure by this time, they have to know where they're going or maybe they left something. So I start following them. And thankfully, they did find they were going the right way. There's other people heading that way. We ended up going to an elevator that takes you to the floor to where you go. And again, at this point, I'm just following the crowd and I hope everyone's going to the right line. I can't imagine that there's more than one line where one line is like specifically for something else or for the GA people or people who like got like special access or something. So I'm sure it seems right. Everyone in line obviously is dressed for Travis Scott. That's pretty clear. And thankfully this line, I didn't have to wait in too long because again, I wasn't that stressed about being early because I'm just going to a seat. But I thought it was funny. There was like some dude, two people ahead of me who's wearing like one of the McDonald's Cactus Jack sweatshirts and everyone was like looking at it, taking pictures. And I just always wonder even to this day if like he ever noticed that because he never turned around or seemed to notice. He was always talking to the group in front of him. But again, that's one of my favorite things to do is I was just listening to the conversations happening around me. This one, I did not strike any conversations with anyone in the line and no one behind me. Not to be got inside, but the line movement took a little bit of time, but not too much. I was still feeling good. I'm already inside now. And I was trying not to be on my phone, obviously, to save my battery because I knew I'd probably be awkwardly sitting when I get to my seat and we need to go on my phone. So the only thing I really do is just text my mom updates because I do like someone to like know what's going on with me just in case because you never know. But finally get in. And then it was almost a little confusing even to know like how I was supposed to get to the top of my floor. And then I was also trying to pay attention. They were announcing like where the stands are to buy merch on different floors because they were only in like certain sections on certain floors. Like I think it was like maybe only the first and third or whatever. Or I think 2 was the top. I think it was just like floor 1 and 2. I don't know. But anyways, it was on my top floor. So I thought about going. The line was already long. So I was like, I'll just find my seat and make sure I know where that is in the first place. So as I'm trying to walk there, I passed these group of girls and I was like, you know what? Maybe I should go to the bathroom because I saw them go inside. I was like, that's a good idea. And so as I'm washing my hands, some girl like compliments my earring because I'm wearing some like dangly star earrings. So I compliment her fit. And then she sees me walk out like by myself and she was waiting for her friend. So she starts asking me if I did go by myself. And so I explained that I did. She goes, oh my God, it's crazy. And we start talking about like the different artists we've seen and how her friend has seen Juice WRLD. And I was like, oh, jealous. And then someone chimes in as she's coming from the bathroom. Is like, oh, I've seen him too. And I'm like, damn, you don't have to flex, but okay. That's really cool. But they thought it was cool that I've seen Chibi Red so many times because they haven't even seen him yet. Not that he's as big as Juice, but I think he is. Not all would agree. But anyways, I found my seat and it was awkward because no one was sitting in my row for the longest time. And I was trying to build the courage to ask people to take my picture because I wanted to be able to like remember it and then obviously get a post for the gram. But your girl was too shy. And I never did. I know. I regret it so much. So I ended up, younger boys ended up like sitting next to me. They were like really young. So obviously I wasn't gonna like talk to them. That felt weird. But anyways, it felt weird just sitting by them, being by myself. So I ended up going to walk around. And the merch line was so long again, but I was like, you know what? I have time. I might as well get in line. And the first artist started performing. I don't remember who it was, honestly, so I wasn't that pressed about it because I didn't even know their music to begin with. But that line took forever. But I did end up getting just a t-shirt. They were at a small, so I got a medium, but it was cute. I still like it. I was just nervous because it was white, but she's all good. And it has stars at the bottom, so I really liked it, and that's why I picked that one. And then I still didn't want to like chill down there yet in my seat, so I ended up just getting like a pizza. And then I did buy myself a drink just for courage because yes, I was driving, but I was going to be there for a few more hours and just the act of being by myself was going to be a little sobering. They canceled each other out. Girl math. But finally, Travis comes on and that's when they're saying, open that shit up. And it's amazing to hear that live. I couldn't imagine like being like down there in the pit. That would have been crazy. I honestly can't imagine. But the rest of the concert went really cool. It went a little something like this about 9 times. Oh, that was amazing. I never understood like watching videos where people are talking about, oh, he played Fiend 10 times, he played it 15 times, he played it blah 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 times, but he doesn't actually play like the whole song that many times. It's just the like I'm fiending for more, like that little snippet. It was really cool. He would go through each section of the crowd, the left, right, middle, even like the different floors. Like I could have been on the screen, but I wasn't, which was really cool about this place. They, you know, had the Megatron screens, but this one was like 360, and the visuals that they had were crazy. Like props to whoever's creating this stuff, because actually so cool to watch. And you could clearly see Travis even though I was up there. Obviously I'm not seeing him all the time because it's a huge stage and he's moving all around, and he honestly stayed towards the back more, which is sad, but again, still so cool. Each song had its own type of like theme of a visual that still related back to like Utopia and Circus Maximus, so it was really cool. But love Travis. And now for the fun part was me getting back afterwards. Oof. I honestly left like during what everyone thought was the last song. Like I saw some people leaving, so I was like, I'll leave too. He ended up playing like, I think he just let a song play, like he didn't actually like stay out there to sing. Yeah, that's what it was. No, I left during, because you could see him like, it was the same as when he came in as when he left, is that they show the visuals of him like walking down in the tunnel, like leaving the place basically. So I left during that, because then they just let the song play afterwards and he's gone. It's okay. I didn't need it. I needed to leave. I needed to make sure I could get back. Following all these people, and we get to the like main floor where we got in. I can remember the door that I had to go through security. So I'm like, okay, got it. But then out there, it was like so crowded. Like I'm telling you, it was like packs of people. Like no one was moving. Like you took one step forward every like minute almost, it felt like. That's actually probably pretty close to being accurate sometimes. So that really freaking sucked because I had no idea where I was going. I had no idea. I should have took note of like when I got off that elevator in the first place after parking my car, like what floor that was on. So I asked a security guard. I was like, can you tell me like where to find the door that connects to the elevator that takes me to the Kellogg's parking garage? He tells me, and it was in the opposite direction of where I was walking, and I had already passed before. Of course. So I have to walk back. And again, that takes forever. And I'm trying to do this thing, like, thankfully by myself. So I just, like, weave and go through all these people. Finally make it. Get on the elevator. I get off a random floor because I get in the elevator and I realize there's no 7. It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So I'm like, I'll just get off at 5, I guess. Maybe it doesn't go up there. I don't know. But then I'm thinking, I didn't really go up when I parked. I went up 1, so I didn't get how high it would go. Anyways, I get off. And I noticed that it didn't look the same as where I parked. Like, the colors were off. The map was not showing anything past a 5. I was so confused. And I literally probably walked almost through every floor, but not all, because, again, I didn't know what floor even took me, like, outside. I didn't know how to leave. I tried getting on the elevator again, and it was just so awkward. This was so humbling for me, you guys, because people are just in their cars trying to leave. Everyone's blasting more of Utopia. Utopia singing along, and here I am just like walking by myself. Like, people have probably seen me walk through multiple times. I obviously look lost. So finally I get to the floor. Like, it's been so long that at this point, like, no more cars are leaving like this floor that I'm on. So I find like a girl who seems part of a group, and I honestly just ask like for help. And this girl, guys, she's so sweet. Like, I'm trying to describe what floor I'm on, and she like brings over the rest of her family to help, and they all realize together that I'm not in the right parking garage. I thought I was parked in Kellogg's, but I was not. And I was also freaking out at this time because my phone is at 9% and dying fast. So I'm trying to show that I had my location pinned, because I also forgot that bit. I wasn't just taking like notes in my app. I had my location pinned, but it didn't help because I was so close. It was saying that I was basically there, but I wasn't. So these people are so nice. They're like, do you want to just get in our car with us and we'll drive through the floors and look for your car? And I was like, oh my God, stop. That'd be amazing. And I felt so bad. They let me like charge my phone while I was in their car. Cause it was like, yeah, like a whole family was going. It was like the mom. It was like a girl and a boy. I don't remember if they were siblings or not. And I feel bad. I don't remember her name. And so I'm describing it to it again while we're in the car, and they all realize, yeah, we don't think this is the right one. And I was like, honestly, can you just take me out? Not like that. I wish. Could you just like leave as if you were trying to leave, and I'll just get out and go to the next one if you point me in the right direction type of thing? And they're like, absolutely, we would have done that anyways. So we get out finally. They're like, it's right over there. And I'm like, oh, you're amazing. And the girl's almost like, do you want me to walk you over? And I was like, no, this is more than enough. I can do it. But they were really like nervous for me. I was like, okay, guys, I know this is bad, but I can cross the street. So like, why don't I give you my number? Like, text me when you make it, or if you need anything else, we're from here, we can help you. So I was like, yes, I will do that. So I feel bad I never saved her name in my phone, but I do have the text. Again, super sweet person. I did make it back, found my car, plugged my phone in, and then I texted her, I made it to my car, all caps, and then said, thank you all so much. And then I like put my name so she'd know it's me, even though I'm sure she would have got it anyways. And this text was sent at 12:02 a.m. So your girl's also very tired and again, so scared. And so she responds back, hey, Judalyn, I'm so glad you made it to your car safely, heart. Drive safe and have a great night, girl. So I was like, thank you, you guys too, smiley face. Wow. Again, so humbling. I can't believe it. Just wow. But at least traffic wasn't that bad for how long it took me to get to my car. So I was able to leave, and then I noticed on my maps I was supposed to turn left soon. So I asked these dudes who were also like turning in if I could get over before them, and they were nice and let me. And then I realized that was about to be like an end lane, like you had to turn left by that block. And so I ended up having to go in the right lane anyways, and again, felt so stupid because they obviously saw that, but at that point, didn't care. I was just happy to be in my car and almost back to the Airbnb. But then I get back, and there's still no toilet paper. So at this point, I'm like, now I'm going to have to send a message. So I do, and thankfully, they have responded for how late it was, and they explained how they're not actually in town and won't be able to bring some more. So they did end up like just giving me some money back, and I just went to another gas station that took a minute to find one that was still open, actually, which was weird. I guess not too weird, because it's just weird in the moment because I was panicking. So I had to buy some myself. I ended up like leaving a roll because I was like, what are the rest of the people doing here? Like, I was gone for quite a few hours for this concert, so I was genuinely like concerned what people were doing. Like, have they bought their own this whole time? Are they not using any? What the fuck? I don't know. But got a good night's sleep. Had the next day where I'm just so tired. I don't know if it's, think I'm just like mentally exhausted from what I just had to go through. Even though I like wasn't on the floor and I wasn't sore or anything from that. So I was planning to leave at 7 or 8 to be back in Cedar Falls as early as I could. But I found a snap of me like, I just wanted to remember when I was actually like waking up and just how I felt. And it said 8:39. So yeah, I did not get out of bed by the time I wanted to. But whatever, made it back. Ended up stopping at the same gas station that I stopped on the first time. This time no one said anything to me, but that's okay. I was over it. But that's the end of me seeing Travis Scott in concert. And feel free to keep listening to hear some tips and insights on stress in the workplace. All right, what I have for you guys is the demand control model of job stress, which it's just a concept to understand how work environments can affect like our stress levels and overall well-being. So the model suggests that job stress is influenced by two main factors here. So the first one being job demands. So aspects of your job that require sustained physical and or mental effort. High demands can be things like tight deadlines, a heavy workload, or having to deal with challenging tasks. And the second main factor is job control, so the amount of freedom, flexibility, and decision-making ability you have in your job. So more control can help you handle high demands more effectively. And so through this like demands control model and job strain, it's known that those with less control have higher strain in their jobs. And high strain jobs tend to be in lower level positions where a lot of people have demands, but no control over that work. So according to this model, the combination of these two factors, again, job demands and job control, determine your stress level. So if you have high demand and low control, then you have high stress because you have a lot to do, but not as much say in how you do it. And if you have high demand and high control, then you would have lower stress. Because even though there's a lot to do, having control over your work methods or schedule will reduce stress. And if you have low demand while having high control, you have low stress. So you have manageable tasks and the freedom to decide how to do them, again, leading to minimal stress. But if you have low demand and low control, that really just brings you boredom. Because again, you have not enough to do and no power to change it. So that just leads to lack of engagement, so leading to disinterest and dissatisfaction. So just to give an example to see if you can recognize this in yourself, a live example could be of a graphic designer. Maybe this graphic designer is working in a high-paced agency where the workload is intense with tight deadlines. Maybe initially in this job, they had little control over their projects, which left them feeling overwhelmed and stressed. But after discussing their role with their supervisor, they can gain more autonomy in choosing their projects and could set more realistic timelines for their tasks. So that adjustment would help them manage their stress better, even though the demands remained high. And here's just one more example of a customer service rep. So let's say Harry. So say Harry works in a call center with strict rules on how to handle calls and solve customer issues. So say he faces high demands due to the volume of calls and the emotional nature of the interactions, but he has very low control over his work process. Again, customer service rep. So this scenario would typically lead to high stress because he can't adjust his working style to manage the pressure. A service rep could be seen as like more of a lower level position. Back to me saying again that high strain jobs tend to be in lower level positions because you have a lot of demands, but literally no control over them. So it's all about how much control you have. But some tips on how you could reduce stress is listing what actually causes you stress. And then if you can actively increase your autonomy with these tasks or your control. So if you find writing reports stressful because people don't chime in and put in their time and work, you could try giving earlier deadlines or supply a draft copy that people can simply, you know, check and sign off on, making it easier. Making a list and figuring out what you can do to try to change it or help in any way. Again, maybe you don't have that control to do, but in the example with the graphic designer, you can have a conversation with someone above you who maybe can do something about it. Because remember, you're spending like most of your life working, so you might as well try to be happy while you're doing it. Otherwise, how are you going to live the life you live in? So that's the end of that little section. Just wanted to give a little tidbit of advice in case you felt like you needed it. But I hope today's talks help you push to do something that you're nervous of. With the Travis Scott story, if you would have told me, I would have ran into the issue of not being able to find my car. I might have been too nervous to go, but just remembering in the moment, like, what's the worst that can happen? I asked for help when I needed it. I was too nervous to ask for help earlier when it came to asking for people to take my pictures. But when it came time to actually go up to someone and ask for help, I did it. And I got back just fine. And you'll be just fine too. Hello again. Thanks for listening in to today's episode. I hope you enjoyed it. If you did, I would love if you could take a quick second to share this with anyone you think should listen in. Also, don't forget to follow our Instagram at yourself.bybby. It really means the world to me to know you're listening in. I'll be back next week with a new episode for you. I'm glad you could make it.